Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Tree cannot bear corrupt, it won't produce corrupt fruit. Amen. Neither will a corrupt tree produce good fruit. Amen. Everything produces after its kind. Amen. Some must break the cycle in their life. You call it a generational curse because your grandfather or your great-grandfather or your father did this, or your mother was like that. Let me tell you something. When you got born again, you got delivered from the power of darkness and translated into another kingdom. But the devil's still trying to deceive you in your mind and with feelings and with images. Well, you have to discover who you really are and whose you are. Once you do, then you're free. Amen. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm free.
I'm free.
Are you really free? Tell somebody else, I'm free.
I'm free.
And I'm going to stay free.
I'm free.
And I'm going to fight for my freedom.
Free.
Sometimes you got to fight the enemy off for your freedom because at one time you belonged to him. And he knows some things about you. He knows some things about you. That's why he tries to deceive you. Well, tell somebody, that ain't me no more. All things are passed away. All things have become new. When the devil tries to remind you of your past, remind him of his future. Listen, Mr. Devil, I read in the book of Revelation, and the story don't end well for you.
Amen.
Amen. A corrupt tree. I don't care how you try to dress it up. It cannot bear good fruit. Neither can a good tree bear corrupt. No matter how many times you mess up, if the roots are good, if a tree is good, no matter how many times you mess up, you're always going to bear fruit. It might be a little immature piece of fruit, but it's a good fruit.
Amen.
It has potential. God said he wouldn't quench the smoking flax. Neither would he break a bruised reed on a good tree. But he cursed the fig tree that wasn't producing anything. But a bruised reed, it says he wouldn't break it.
Amen.
A candle about to flicker out, he wouldn't quench it because there's hope for it.
Amen.
Even when you cut a tree down and the stump is there, there's hope that it may, through water, may begin to produce again. So see, God don't give up on people. But see, the tree that's corrupt cannot bear good fruit. Amen. The heart that is corrupt cannot bring forth good things.
Amen.
That's why we sometimes need to really take a look at our salvation. Well, if I'm really saved, why am I producing such kind of fruit?
Amen.
Luke chapter 8, we're talking about raising the roof. We're going to get to the, real quick, we're going to get right to the heart of this lesson so that you can raise the roof. How many want to move from where you are in the spirit and move on to greener pastures, to greater works, to, amen? Well, if you hear and you receive, I guarantee you'll move on. If you'll appropriate it in your life circumstances, you'll move on. In verse 19, it says, then came to him his mother and his brethren and could not come at him for the press. A throng of people, a crowd of people, a multitude of people surrounding Jesus, many, many of whom sat at his feet to listen. But for some reason or other, his mother and his brothers, who at this particular time didn't have much faith in him. As a matter of fact, they thought he was kind of off the charts. So they come, and it says they could not get to him because of the press. And sometimes, if you're not careful and you let the enemy lull you into complacency, you won't get to Jesus because it costs you a little something. Because you don't feel like pressing. But Paul said it this way, I press. He said, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward a mark. Tell somebody it's time for you to press. There were crowds of people, but it says they could not get to Jesus because of the press. You know why they couldn't get to Jesus? Because of familiarity.
Amen.
Amen. When you get familiar with stuff or when you get familiar with people, you start to take advantage of them. You start to take them for granted. Like, well, we can't get to him. Go tell him that we out here waiting on him. And when they sent word, go tell him that we are here. Like he gonna come out there. Go tell Jesus that his mother and his brothers are here to see him. He's busy with his father. But interesting what his response was. When they told him, that, when that messenger told him that, he said, who is my mother? No disrespect to Mary. But see, he was prioritizing. If they can't, if they're not in the press, if they're not following, and yet they are demanding audience, go tell them this. Who is my mother and my brother? Are not these that hear the word of God and do it? Are not these my mother and my brothers? In other words, he was saying to familiarity, you have no place here. When you get familiar with God, and see, that's what somebody need to check themselves. You stop pressing into him because you think he always got to wait on you. Like God is your servant. No, there are times you got to press into stuff. There are times where God says, how much do you want it? Are you really desperate for it? I've been spoon-feeding you long enough. You've been wallowing in your foolishness long enough. Now it's going to cost you a little bit of something to get to me, but how much do you want it? It's yours if you want it. It's yours to get. But there are times you got to press. Tell somebody, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. That needs to be your attitude every time you show up in church. I don't care. I feel for you if you got a burden, but listen, I came to praise God. You don't know the burden I'm carrying. I came to praise God. Why don't we just together praise God and get the burden off of us together? Hello. Letting how people look at you. So and so looked at me. Well, keep on looking. I'm going to keep on praising. Yeah, you want to dance with me? Come on, let's dance together. We're here to praise God. We're here to glorify God. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus. Forget about how you look. You better know that he's looking. Amen. Can't get to him for the press. Somebody say, loose here. The press is in you. You were made under pressure. You were made for pressure. Some stuff don't work until you get under pressure. Hello, you don't get motivated sometimes till pressure comes. That's what you were made for. That's when you're at your best. Don't let the devil deceive you and make you back on up and think God owe you something. He don't owe you. He's a debtor to no man. He don't owe us anything. This is a privilege. It's a privilege to praise God. God gave you a mind to praise Him. Some folk getting high right now. Some folk injecting. Some folk on all kind of drugs and medication right now. Don't you come up in God's house acting like He owe you something. It was mercy and His goodness and kindness that drew you and that has watched over you, that didn't let you go crazy. You didn't get shot and killed. You weren't destroyed by the enemy. Amen. And you came close, but God didn't allow it to happen. It's a privilege. Amen. Tell somebody, God owes you nothing. Thank God He's a loving God. Thank God He's kind. Thank God He cares. Thank God He's sovereign. Thank God He's looking out for us. It ain't even because of how good you are, because you can't be good enough. Jesus said it Himself one time. Why call ye me good? There's one good. There's my Father in heaven. Amen. They couldn't get to Him for the press. Today, tell somebody, today that's over.
Today that's over.
I'm telling you, I witnessed it in my life. See, I don't take stuff lightly because we eat all that Asian food. I didn't think the dream came from that. I knew that dream came from God. I remembered it vividly, and I got the right interpretation, and I took it right away. I said, it's over. I said, something ended today. Amen. Something is over with. That devil ain't the one that been I had to fight and subdue all the time. That chapter's over. Amen. Time to fight some more enemies. Time to subdue some more enemies. Hello. Amen. The angels came and took it out. Said, okay, this chapter's over. Remember when Jacob had that vision of the ladder at Bethel and angels? Notice what it said. Angels were ascending. In other words, there was a group of angels that was leaving him. And there was another group that were coming. If you understand anything about the angelic spirit dimension, there are angels over nations. There are different angels positioned in different parts of the world. Different regions, just like there are different principalities that govern different parts of the world. They're different. And so when you finish one phase, like Jacob, when he finished one phase, a certain group of angels left him that were assigned to keep him alive.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Hi, it's that time of year again. The Pour the Oil Worship Conference will be held on October 12th and 13th at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. If you serve Sunday after Sunday without an opportunity to sit and be poured into, here's your chance. Or if you just love to worship, register for the Pour the Oil Worship Conference at www.pourtheoilconference.com or call 772-475-6800 for more information.